Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Aaron Levine from Arlington Heights.
Hey, how are things in Arlington Heights?
Just fine, thank you.
You know, I've been to Arlington Heights because it's near
really?
Chicago. It's not very high, Arlington Heights.
That's true. When we moved here, I didn't find any hills until we went to Starved Rock State Park.
Yeah.
But the whole state was flat.
Did you feel taken when you realized that?
No, it was a lot like Silver Spring where I grew up.
Yeah, not very
no
silver.
Springs, no springs, no silver, yeah.
Well, Aaron, welcome to our show. It's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Aaron's topic?
Thanks to the Internet, I don't get into trouble when I don't wear pants while shopping.
We all know how much the Internet has improved our lives. Before the advent of the online world, people were required to actually be the person they claimed to be while socializing. Well, this week we read about a unique online service that had us once again thanking Al Gore for inventing the whole thing. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about ways the Internet is making life better. Your job, of course, pick the real one. Ready to do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
It's the rapture, when you born-agains all disappear and Catholics like me and Jews like Peter and all Democrats except Jimmy Carter get left behind to face a fate worse than reading those Left Behind books. And now the rapture's gotten even better. Sign up with youvebeenleftbehind.com and heaven-bound you can send email messages to your stuck-with-the-Antichrist friends. You can tell them where you put the car keys or when to feed the dog or just say, na, 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 na. The emails will be sent when the website's key Christian staffers failed to log in for 6 days because they're gone, you know? But this leaves us with a big question. I mean, who keeps the website up and running after its webmasters vanish? Well, who's called Satan by everyone on the Internet? Bill Gates will be sending me my email from Mike Huckabee.
An Internet service that will send messages after the rapture to your friends and loved ones left behind. Your next story of a new convenience courtesy of the World Wide Web comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Frustrated that his 14-year-old son spent more time with YouTube videos and chat rooms than his homework, Jeff Kaufman decided to fight Internet with Internet with what he calls pop quizzes. Kaufman, a high school principal in Newark, programmed son Kyle's computer so he couldn't access the web until he took a 5-question quiz on freshman English, history, algebra, or Spanish. When Kyle got a perfect score, the computer applauded and gave him 3 hours of web time. 3 correct answers earned him 1 hour, and 2 or less caused the program to shout, "Hit the books, buddy," and shut down for the rest of the calendar day. Quote, "He hated it, and me at first," Kaufman told the Daily News, "but he loved the web more." Kyle graduated last week with a 3.6 GPA. Now Dad has expanded pop quizzes for grades 7 to 12 and is launching his new business, appropriately enough, on Father's Day.
Internet pop quizzes. You want to use it, you got to learn something. Your last story about the Internet making someone's life a little better comes, of course, from Tom Baudet.
If you've ever recognized that critical voice in your head as your mother's, now it really might be. Using recently declassified military technology used to maneuver troops in the field through GPS tracking and inner ear receivers, Mommy.net, a joint venture of Google and Parenting Magazine, has launched an online service that allows parents to place cochlear implants in their children's ears, track their location on a secure website, and send live and pre-programmed voice messages. Gentle reminders to sit up straight, don't mumble, and you shouldn't pick at that pimple can now fill the gap in your child's day between breakfast and dinner. Since the implants must be removed by a qualified physician, some children may choose to wear their receivers into their young adult years. That girl is no good for you. I see you had time for a concert last weekend, but not to come home. Can fill your kids with doubt and shame long after the age of consent. Google engineers laughed off the suggestion that mommy.net could at some point become self-aware, prompting John Connor to return from the future to murder Sarah Connor with his own bare hands.
All right, let's review your choices from PJ O'Rourke, a website called youvebeenleftbehind.com that will send messages to other people once you've been raptured beyond the reach of a keyboard. From Roxanne Roberts, a new service that allows your children or dependents to use the internet only when they've done some real homework. Or from Tom Baudet, mommy.net, a service which will always follow around your children and bother them even when you can't. Which of these is the real story of an internet service?
I'll take Tom Baudet's story.
You're going to take Tom's story?
Yeah.
Cochlear implants, broadcasting, nagging, automated nags from your parents to you wherever you go.
Absolutely.
How's your mom?
And how'd you know mine?
All right. Is it a nightmare or is it true? Well, we actually spoke to the person who has actually come up with this service.
I have people scattered around the United States who have to log in on a daily basis. If they fail to log in for 3 days, the system assumes that the rapture has taken place.
That was Mark Hurd, the founder owner of the very real website, youvebeenleftbehind.com. I'm so sorry you didn't get it right, but I have to say, in this particular case, I'm so glad you didn't. Because I don't know if I'd want to live in a world in which Tom's story was true. However, you have earned a point for him, which is a wonderful and gracious thing to do. So thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, Eric.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.